Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Hey, Wally. When you get married, are you going to have your wife do the dishes?
Sure. That's what a girl's supposed to do. All the housework and the dishes and all that kind of stuff.
Boy, when I grew up, I'm not going to marry a girl.
Oh, you're not?
Uh-uh. I'm going to have paper plates instead.
June, we're going to be late for the movie. Yeah, this is one of those suspense mysteries, and according to the paper, no one's admitted after the picture starts. I can't see myself sitting in the lobby eating popcorn for 2 hours.
Dear, would you mind too much if we didn't go?
What's the matter? Are you too tired or just not in the mood for murder?
Well, I'm tired and I'm a little mad at myself, too. Do you know I cleaned up this whole house for the club meeting tomorrow? Now I found out the girls aren't coming until next week.
That's too bad. Well, we'll just stay home tonight and watch people kill each other on television.
I'll go tell the boys we're not going.
All right. Listen. Instead of knocking yourself out with all this housework, why don't you get Ms. Manners to come over here a couple of days a week and help out?
Well, I suppose I could call her, and she is a good worker. Of course, I'd have to listen to her tell about her son who's doing so well in Kansas City. He never sends her a nickel. Boys.
You guys taking off now?
No, we've decided not to go to the movies tonight.
Oh.
Hey, that was a pretty tricky way of getting us to do the dishes, huh, Mom?
No, your mother's kind of tired from cleaning the house today. As a matter of fact, we're thinking of having Mrs. Manners come over a couple of days a week to help her out.
Oh, yeah, I remember her. She's a nice lady. Well, and she's always baking good stuff, and she smells like gingerbread. Hey, Mom! Hey, Mom, I'm home!
So I hear.
Did Mrs. Manners get here yet? My stomach's been thinking about gingerbread all day long.
Oh, no, Beaver. Mrs. Manners is pretty busy these days. So her daughter's coming for a while.
Oh.
She's out in the kitchen now. Why don't you go out and introduce yourself?
Yeah. Well, I guess it wouldn't hurt just to look at her.
Beaver? Where are your school books?
Oh, Miss Lanners didn't give any homework today. On account of the superintendent of the schools is coming tomorrow to look at all the classrooms. So we just had a rehearsal.
A rehearsal?
Sure. We rehearsed sitting on our desk and looking smart.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, you don't have to stop working. I just came out to look at you.
You can't be Wally, so you must be the little fella.
Yeah, but I'm getting pretty big for a little fella.
My name's Margie.
Well, my name's Theodore, but nobody calls me that. Can you make gingerbread?
I'm afraid not.
I didn't think so. I figured you were too skinny to make gingerbread.
When does your big brother get home from school?
Well, sometimes he has track practice, and then sometimes he hangs around the soda store and lets the girls giggle at him. If he's not doing any of those things, he might be home by about, 3:30.
Oh.
Oh!
Well, did you meet Margie?
Yeah, I met her.
What'd she have to say?
Well, she said she can't make gingerbread, and when does my big brother get home?
Oh, gee, I didn't know it was your clean floor. Hey, you're not Mrs. Manners, are you?
No, I'm her daughter, Margie. You must be Wally.
Yeah, must be. Oh, excuse me.
I'm helping your mother after school.
Oh, gee, that's nice.
Well, I'm getting paid for it.
Well, yeah, but it's still nice.
Say, you go to Mayfield High, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, I go to Union High, and I was sure mad at you last year when you beat us in football.
Oh, well, gee, it was nothing personal. I mean, just because the score was 65-0 doesn't mean you guys didn't play a good game.
Well, I better finish my floor.
Yeah. Well, I guess I better go do my homework.
Oh, I need some clean water.
Oh, here, I'll get it.
Oh, I can lift it.
No, I got it. That's okay. You might get a Charlie horse or something. There's a wash tub in the pantry there. I'll show you where it is.
Okay. Hi.
Oh, hi, Mom. I was just helping her empty her bucket.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I guess I better go do my homework. I'll see you, Margie.
I'll see you, Wally.
Oh.
You know, Dad, we don't have any homework tonight on the car. The superintendent of schools is coming tomorrow.
Oh? What does he do?
Well, he sits at the back of the class and says, "Everybody go ahead with your lessons. And just pretend I'm not here."
Well, doesn't that make Miss Landers and the children nervous?
Huh. We've been practicing all week, pretending he's not there.
You know, Eddie Haskell says that he's heard of this school where the principal can watch all the classrooms by television.
Oh, yeah, I read something about that.
Yeah, but he says that the evidence they get on you won't hold up in court.
Well, I suppose Eddie knows. Well, how did Mrs. Manners work out today?
Oh, Mrs. Manners isn't Mrs. Manners. She's her daughter.
A married daughter?
No, her younger one. She's a high school student.
Oh. You know her, Wally?
No, she goes to Union High.
Well, I just hope she's not too young. Is she any real help, dear?
Oh, yes. And she's very nice and very pleasant.
Except you can't make gingerbread.
What do you think of her, Wally?
Oh. Gee, I don't know, Dad.
You must think something of her. Because right after he met her, he came up and he started looking at himself in the mirror.
Cut it out, will you, Beaver? You look at yourself in the mirror lots of times.
Sure, but I'm looking to see if I got any new teeth or anything coming in. I'm not looking to see how pretty I am.
Better watch it, Beaver. I got plenty of junk on you if I wanted to talk.
What kind of junk?
Well, it's junk I wouldn't want to say at the dinner table, Mom.
Now, that's enough, boys. Why don't you take your plates out to the kitchen? And I don't want to hear any fighting out there.
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah.
Boy, Mom, the dance was real neat today. All I did was look at my mouth and say, "Come back in a month."
Well, honey, all I wanted to do was see that those new teeth of yours are coming in straight.
Yeah, but I like going to the dentist. That's the only place where a guy can spit without getting yelled at.
Beaver.
Margie!
Good afternoon, Mrs. Cleaver.
Well, hello there, Margie. Well, the fireplace has been cleaned. And I don't think I ever saw those andirons shine like that.
Me neither.
I just hope it wasn't too much work for you.
Oh, no, it was no trouble at all.
Hey, Margie, I emptied out the ashes, and if you want me to... Come on.
Wally, I thought you had track practice today.
Yeah, well, I sort of didn't go. I felt kind of tired.
Wally's been helping me, Mrs. Cleaver.
Yeah, I came home and she was trying to clean out the fireplace, so I thought I'd give her a hand.
It was very sweet of Wally.
Yes, it was.
Oh, Mrs. Cleaver, I called my mother and she said I could stay and help you with the dishes tonight.
So that's fine, Margie.
Boy, Mom, he's really done it this time.
Done what?
Gone flaky over that girl. Real flaky.
Hey, Wally.
What do you want now? I got homework to do.
Is that the way you do high school homework? Staring off in the air with a goofy kind of look on your face?
Lay off, will you? I'm thinking.
How come you help Margie clean the fireplace and polish the andirons?
I was just helping her, that's all. There's no law against people helping people, is there?
No. But when Mrs. Manners was here, the only thing you helped her with was eating her gingerbread.
Beaver, cut it out, will you? I got geometry to do.
Okay, okay. Hey, Wally.
What now?
Is that stuff geometry?
What stuff?
All those little hearts with arrows to them.
How's Margie coming with the dishes out there?
Oh, she's pitching right in.
Thank you.
You know, having her to help you must take quite a load off your mind.
Well, one load's off my mind. Another one's on it.
What's that?
Wally. This afternoon he helped her clean out the fireplace and polish the andirons. And then he helped her wash the kitchen windows while she sat there and did her homework.
Well, I suppose when I was his age, I wouldn't have been averse to helping a cute mother's helper either.
Oh, well, you think it's all right then?
Well, I think it shows a normal awakening of the chivalrous spirit.
He also cut track practice to help her.
What's the matter with that boy?
Where are you going, Wally?
Oh, just downstairs to get a drink of water.
Well, why don't you get one from the bathroom?
Well, I don't know. Kitchen water always tastes better.
Since when?
Well, I don't know. Since always, I guess.
You mean since Margie's down there washing the dishes, don't you?
Nah.
I dream of Margie with a cutie pie.
Don't you think you ought to say something to Wally about all this help he's been giving Margie?
Well, dear, maybe he just didn't feel up to track practice today.
Certainly worked a lot harder around here than he ever would have running around that track.
Well, after all, she's just his age. Maybe he's really trying to help her out. You know, it isn't like Wally to show this much interest in a girl just because she's a girl.
Is that you, Beaver?
Come on, just me, Wally.
Oh, did you want something?
Oh, no, I just got kind of thirsty, so I thought I'd come down to the kitchen and get a drink of water.
Ward, there's plenty of water upstairs.
I know there's water upstairs.
But why would Wally come all the way down in the kitchen?
Oh, we can trust Wally, and I'm sure we can trust Margie. I don't think we have anything to worry about.
Oh, Ward, it isn't that. But he's cutting track practice. He's neglecting his homework, and he's mooning around. He's acting silly.
Look, why don't we just give him the benefit of the doubt and assume that Beaver is in the bathroom and that Wally's really thirsty?
All right.
You know, a fella sure can get thirsty doing homework.
Yeah, homework does make a person thirsty.
Yeah. You know, it's funny how thirsty a fella can get.
Yeah. Funny.
Boy, it sure is good.
Yeah, I betcha.
Water.
Ward, he's had plenty of time to get a glass of water.
I know.
Maybe you could take the cups out in the kitchen. Didn't you go in?
He's helping her do the dishes. I didn't want to barge in and have him think I was snooping.
What are we supposed to do with the cups? Have them dry cleaned?
I'll take them in a little bit.
Ward, it isn't just Wally. I'm thinking about Mrs. Manners. She sends her daughter over here to work, not to get interested in Wally.
Oh, dear, I think their interest in each other is perfectly normal.
Oh, I know that, Ward. I just wish there was some way we could discourage them without having them think we don't trust them.
Hey, Mom! Hey, Dad!
We're in here, Beaver.
Hey, Dad, you gonna come in and check my homework now?
Yeah, pretty soon, Beaver.
Beaver, how would you like to have a glass of milk and some cookies before you go to bed?
Oh, gee, Mom, I don't know. I had such a big supper. I don't know if my stomach could hold any more stuff.
Why, Beaver, I never heard of a future All-American halfback who turned out a glass of milk and cookies.
Well, okay, I guess I could have some.
Beaver, the cookies are up in the cupboard out in the kitchen.
Yeah, well, I guess I could eat some.
Beaver. Beaver, you eat them out in the kitchen so you don't get the crumbs all over.
Okay, Mom.
Well, I hope we're doing the right thing.
It's for the common good.
Hi.
Hey, Beaver. Do you want something?
Cookies, but I can get them.
Here, let me see if I can help.
No. You go ahead with your mushy stuff.
Okay. Now, you got your cookies, so scram. I'm helping Margie do the dishes. Beaver, I thought I told you to scram out of here.
I can't. I gotta eat my cookies here.
Why?
So don't get crumbs all over.
Okay, so hurry up and eat them. Boy, brothers.
Hey, Wally, how come you're drying dishes? I thought you hated to do that.
Beaver, why don't you just be quiet, huh?
Anybody want a cookie?
No, thank you.
Hey, Wally?
Now what?
That's the dry pile, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the dry pile. What about it?
Well, that's the dry pile. How come you keep handing them back to Margie to wash?
Look, Beaver, you're getting me all mixed up. Why don't you get out of here?
Okay. Well, anyway, if you start smooching, make me sick. Good night, Mom. Good night, Dad.
Well, Beaver,
didn't work, Mom. They're still looking goofy at each other.
All right, Ward. What do we do now?
Now I take the cups to the kitchen. How's our kitchen romance progressing?
Well, I sent Margie home early today before Wally got home from school.
Oh?
Mr. Howler, Wally's principal, called up, and it seems that Wally got a C- on an English test.
In English? Well, it's been one of his best subjects. He's been getting practically straight A's.
You guys talking about Wally?
Never mind, Dave. Run along, son.
Okay. Hey, you know what happened on the way home from school? Well, I saw Margie and Wally walking together, and he had a real nutty smile on his face.
Yes, dear.
And then you know what happened? He bumped right into a tree, and the smile didn't even go away.
Beaver, your father and I have something to discuss.
Yes, Mom. You know something, Mom?
Yes, Beaver.
Things sure are a lot quieter around here when you did your own housework.
Beaver.
Yes, sir.
Well, if Wally's housework is beginning to interfere with his schoolwork, I think I better have a talk with him. I just hate to embarrass him, though, about the girl.
Well, dear, maybe there's another way. Why don't you let me have a talk with Mrs. Manners?
Yeah, that's a good idea. After all, it's a lot her fault for having such an attractive daughter.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Well, Wally, aren't you home earlier than usual?
Well, yeah, a little bit. But last night I heard you tell Margie that you wanted the kitchen floor waxed, so I thought I'd help out.
Yes, well, fine, Wally. You go ahead. Your assistant's waiting.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Mom.
Hi.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Manners.
How are you, Wally?
Oh, okay.
I must say you're a dear boy to come and help me like this. Here. You can start right there.
Sure.
You mean you're really not sore at Mom and Dad for getting rid of Margie and getting Mrs. Manners back?
Well, I wasn't first. But I've been thinking.
About what?
Well, I guess I was kind of goofing off in my schoolwork and acting silly. You know, Beef, you might not think so, but most of the time, parents know what's best for a guy.
I suppose so. But I wonder how they know about girls and mushy stuff like that.
Well, on account of Mom and Dad were young once, too.
They were?
Sure, you know that.
Golly, then you mean Mom and Dad used to look goofy at each other, just like you and Margie did?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, you know something, Wally?
What?
I'm sure glad they got over it.
Up next, Beaver gets his first acting credit. Before Leave It to Beaver started, Jerry Mathers already had an impressive list of acting credits, including a featured role in Alfred Hitchcock's film, The Trouble with Harry. Stay tuned for The Dramatic Club.